St. Louis. NBC News, Decision 92. The presidential debates. Here is Tom Brokaw.
Good evening from the field house of Washington University in St. Louis, where a debate of historic proportions is about to begin. Three candidates for President of the United States on the same stage at the same time. This is the first of a series of debates, three of them over the next 8 days. It's the final quarter of this presidential campaign. 90 minutes of questions and answers tonight, a panel of journalists, and exchanges between the candidates themselves. In the audience here, the wives of the candidates and, of course, their supporters. The moderator tonight, Jim Lehrer of PBS. He's the Lehrer and McNeil Lehrer, and here he is now.
Good evening and welcome to the first of three debates among the major candidates for President of the United States, sponsored by the Commission on Presidential Debates. I am Jim Lehrer of the McNeil Lehrer NewsHour on PBS, and I will be the moderator for this 90-minute event, which is taking place before an audience here in the athletic complex on the campus of Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. Each candidate will have up to 2 minutes for a closing statement. The order of those, as well as the questioning, was determined by a drawing. Gentlemen, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening to you.
Hi, Jim.
The first topic tonight is what separates each of you from the other.
Well, Jim, seeing as I correctly guessed the animal you were thinking of, I guess I'll go first.
What do you believe tonight is the single most important separating issue of this campaign?
Well, firstly, Jim, I'd like to say what a pleasure it is to be here on stage with my major party candidate, Matty B, and also independent candidate, Nathan Sharrett. It's a particular honor to argue with him. And now to answer your question, may I remind the American people that as soon as I announced that I was running for president in 1992, my opponents immediately followed. They stole my idea, Jim. It was my idea to run for president. And look at little Matty B here. Oh, David's running for president. I better run against him.
Ha! 1 minute response, sir.
Thank you, Jim. Well, what my opponent, Mr. David M. Green, just said there was completely ridiculous. It was my idea to run for president, and my idea alone. And anyone who claims otherwise, that it wasn't my idea originally to run for president, simply has no idea about my ideas.
If I may continue.
1 minute response.
Matty B, Matt, if I may, answer me this. Why would anyone want to elect a man who, to a presidential debate, doesn't even wear pants?
DMG, I'm perfectly comfortable with my nakedness. Are you?
Well, as you can see, I am fully clothed, and indeed I prefer to remain fully clothed during most tasks, from attending press conferences and shopping to sunbaking and making love to my many wives.
Hey, don't I get to make my opening statement?
What do you believe tonight is the single most important separating issue of this campaign?
Pass.
1 minute response, sir.
And another thing about my opponent, Matty B here, he's an unhealthy man. One time I saw him at a picnic and he ate a whole carrot cake.
Hey.
Bless you.
Hey. Thank you. Hey. I can assure you, I was merely defending myself against that particular carrot cake as it came at me with a knife. Fortunately, I was able to consume it all before it was able to do any more harm. All right?
If elected President of the United States, I vow, I promise the American people that no man, woman, or child will go without carrot cake.
Hey, carrot cake was my idea.
I believe I brought it up, but please, if I can be serious for a moment, I shouldn't even be telling you this, but recently, I've actually traveled forward through time, and I've managed to watch every single episode of a program called The West Wing. So I think out of the three candidates before you today, I am the most experienced and prepared for any emergency situation that might arise whilst being President of the United States.
How do you respond on the question of experience? He says that is what distinguishes him from the other two of you.
Well, I think I can safely say that when it comes to experience, I've been around the block, if you know what I mean. I'm a man of the world, if you catch my drift, you know what I'm saying? You're floating on the same boat, going down the same river. wearing the same jocks, you know what I'm saying, yeah?
1 minute response.
Well, I for one can certainly say that nobody here is more experienced than I at having no experience. At least, in my experience.
Meanwhile, at the nearby Missouri Book Depository...
This ought to show those filthy capitalists for not selecting me to be their candidate.
Ah! Oh! I'm hit! Medic! Medic!
Betty B! Betty B! No! Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about attacking your character for all those horrible things I said about your carrot cake idea.
That's okay. Just promise me one thing.
Yes, Betty B!
Make sure they bury me without pants.
No!
And another thing, as your president, I promise assassinations for everyone, starting with myself.
I'm Jim Lehrer. Thank you and good night.